Oh my God, it's hot.
The team is assembled into the studio for another Monday, ready to just fill your lives with hot stuff. And this sounds sexual, but it really isn't sexual at all. Unless one of our team members tonight has chosen to engage with a sexual item, which is fine too. It's
totally fine.
Totally fine. I mean, we're open. Everyone brings something that they are loving the moment in order to help make your life better. Fancy Maddie, would you like to go first?
I would love to go first. So today is something a bit more for the people. It's not a new car. Okay. It's not about buying a house.
Yeah.
This is a $10 mascara from Chemist Warehouse.
Whoa, now we're talking.
That's
so hot.
It's the Maybelline Lash Sensation Mascara. I swear by it. I use it every day.
You do have great lashes.
Thank you so much.
Good separation, not too
exactly.
Claggy.
They don't glug up. There's no clumps. It's very black.
It's a nice
it doubles
black.
The length. It's beautiful. It's a curved little rubber plasticky applicator. It's the best.
And it's $10.
$10. I need to spend $50.
God, I've had my makeup done by like some of the best makeup artists in Australia for awards and events and stuff. Mm. They'll use like Tom Ford, Chanel, all this stuff, but the mascara.
It's always cheap.
Always a cheap Maybelline.
Yeah.
No one's spending money on mascara.
It's the best.
Even Kim Kardashian's the same. She swears by $10 Maybelline ones.
Her close personal friend, Kim Kardashian.
Close personal friend, Kimmy K.
What have you got for me, Tasty Trin?
It's a little bit less glamorous, but it's just because I'm a digital producer that I noticed this straight away. Mm. So obviously I run all our social media stuff, but this doesn't just advantage brands, this advantages everyone. You can now, when you do a video Instagram story, you can it automatically gives you captions.
Yeah.
So
is this for everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just like a verified thing.
I think if it's not rolling out, like it will be rolled out to everyone, but if it isn't on yours now, it will be start. It's
yeah, I got
start,
it.
Yeah, with
it's
verified.
So cool. So people that can't hear.
Yeah.
And also like me, my husband like goes to bed like or wakes up after me, so I lie in bed in the morning and I want to watch Instagram videos, but I don't want him to know.
And I'm on the bus and I'm like, I can't really hear what they're saying, but I'd love to know what
to
they're
just
saying.
Know.
Yeah, so I'm going to be using on Ash London Live stories, so give us a follow.
I'm going to talk real. I'm going to talk real fast.
You can edit it really easily because today your nachos one, it got a word wrong and I edited it like 1 second.
Yeah, that is a funny video. Shiger, thank you very much, Tasty Chin. Shiger, what do you got for me, babe?
So I've been on a bit of a spending spree
today. $750 on a PS5.
Don't go telling people to.
Well, I didn't know how much they cost. Did you girls know that PS5s cost $750?
No, that's
insane. And then the games are $100 each?
No.
And then he bought PlayStation
Live. Yeah, well, he doesn't.
He won't be buying a house without anytime soon.
Yeah. Anyway, I bought some AirTags. So there's a new thing from Apple. You might not know.
To make a GPS on things.
Pretty much. You put them on your keys. You could put them, maybe you could sneak them into someone's pocket.
How much is it?
145.
For how many air tags?
Four.
Yeah, no.
Oh, see, that's a decent amount.
So one air tag is $45.
You could go on Amazon and probably buy 50 GPS little trackers.
Yeah, but it's not by Apple.
But these are very accurate. I feel like
Fancy Maddie would know.
No, I've heard they're accurate to like half a foot or something.
Yeah, and then you could like hide things and I can like, it gives me details of.
We need to
where
track
to
Ash
them.
To see if she's actually going to be into work at time. And when she says, I'm leaving now, and we're like, bullshit.
Yeah, but we all know I'm lying.
We don't need a tag.
It's not that I lie about what time I leave home. It's what I get up to between home and the office.
I'm also very organized and I don't lose things.
I lose everything.
They're cool nonetheless.
Give them to Ash.
Yeah, Adrian will definitely want to get me some of those because every single day.
When the baby comes, you could put them on the baby.
Seriously, it's my biggest fear. No, it's true, Shark.
You're going to lose the baby.
Adrian on the weekend sat me down and he was like, Ash, we need to have a talk. I'm genuinely worried that you'll be that mum that
left at the park.
Left the baby in the car. You know, and it's so absent-minded. So now every time we get out of the car, he goes, you got the baby? And I genuinely get scared for a second. And I remember that the baby is
still
inside my womb at the moment and can't go anywhere. Thank you, Shy Guy.
You're welcome. What have you got?
Mine's a quick one. It is a yogurt. As you guys know, I love yogurt. And it's a bit of an addiction for me, but it's a problem when I am visibly pregnant and I'll ask my husband in public to go and get my ciggies for me. And I'm down to kind of 3 packs of ciggies a day. And that's because the yogurt is called ciggies.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. It has been
Thank
the saviour
God.
Of my life. It comes in like lots of different ways, but I like the sachet. I never remember that word.
Sachet.
It's got like half the sugar of normal yogurt because it's a Scandinavian, really strained. It's not creamy. It's more like a Greek yogurt. And it's got stacks of protein and stacks of calcium, which are two things as a vegetarian I never have enough of. Siggies, I go through like probably 12 or 13 a week. Easily. I'm obsessed with them. And they were half price at Woolworths this week. So I got 24 in one go. It's so hot. That was a very long segment and I apologize, guys, but I love the Siggies. Not hashtag not sponsored. I buy them with my own money that my mum gave me. Not really. I said kids say my own money that my mum gave me.